Welcome to RCAST TV. Thank you for joining our program today. My name is Teresa Horgan, and I'm in charge of business management for System Center. I'm happy to introduce my colleague, Dhanajay Mahajan, who will be interviewing our guest. And our guest, I'm very pleased to announce, is Veej Rajarajan. Veej is a 17-year veteran at the company and has held multiple leadership roles, most recently now responsible for the entire suite of System Center products. He will be giving us an overview of System Center and management and how our customers will benefit. Now, without further ado, I will transition over to Dhanajay to interview our guest. Thank you, Veej, for being a part of our show today.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa. Hello, everyone. I'm Dhananjay Mahajan. I'm a program manager on the System Center Operations Manager team, specifically focusing on monitoring of .NET and web-based applications. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Veej Rajarajan to this conversation on System Center and the management space. We've been hearing a lot about System Center. Veej, what exactly is System Center?
Thanks, Dhananjay. First thing to understand is that System Center is not a product. Mm-hmm. At least it's not a product yet. It's a suite of products. System Center actually today contains more than six products, and we are about to ship a seventh product later this year. And the closest analogy would be Office. Think about the evolution of Office. Office started off with individual products like Word and Excel, which were brought together, mm-hmm. and then the portfolio was expanded and the overall suite was tightly integrated to offer customers one unified information productivity suite. Okay. That's exactly the evolution that we're seeing with System Center. We started off 10 years back with a product called Systems Management Server, better mm-hmm. known as SMS. About 5 years back, we had this product called MOM, Microsoft Operations Manager. Those were the seed products from which we built System Center Suite from. Over the last couple of years, we added products like Virtual Machine Manager, Data Protection Manager, a product focused on the mid-market called Essentials, and we are about to ship a product called Service Manager. So all these products together is what we call the System Center Suite.
So customers really need to think about that as a suite of products.
Yes. Over time, we'll bring these products very tightly together, and customers will not distinguish between the products. But the mindset that the customers need to have is this is one unified, integrated suite.
So the management space has been evolving a lot. Veej, can you share with our audience what are the major industry trends that you have seen coming forth?
Yeah, the industry is going through a lot of changes now. For example, there are hot new trends like virtualization mm-hmm. and compliance and so on and so forth. But at the highest level, there are a few significant things that we notice. Mm-hmm. From an end user perspective, the end users are a lot more technology savvy. So things like mobility are a big part of how they get their work done. So somebody joining the workforce today, they have an expectation in terms of how they get their work done. They want anytime, anywhere, any device access to their corporate data and their applications. Similarly, if you look at the data centers in the server space, there are major trends happening that I already mentioned, virtualization. But the larger macro picture here is that there's consolidation happening everywhere. And in terms of the density of computing that you see, density of computing at the rack level, the chip level, the data center level, all of those are exponentially increasing. Mm-hmm. The data centers are huge. Some of the data centers that you see at Microsoft or Google or Yahoo are just the tip of the iceberg. Over some period of time, you'll see this trend go deeper into the enterprise space, and you'll see enterprises starting to build out significantly different kinds of data centers than what they have today. And virtualization will be a big reason that this takes off. Other trends that you'll see is that the connection between IT and business will be a lot tighter. It used to be that IT was a separate part of a company, very distinct from how the business operations were happening. The connection will be a lot tighter moving forward. Some of the things that force this tighter integration between IT and business are things like compliance, governance, especially in the economic situation today, we see the regulatory requirements only getting more intense. And as a result, our customers will definitely want to have a much tighter link between how they do business and how IT tracks to that business.
So what do you foresee as the long-term vision for System Center Suite?
Good question. In terms of our higher level vision, we stated as our goal being to manage the complexity and help customers achieve agility. Okay. Manage complexity and achieve agility. That's what we want to enable our customers to do. From a more inward-facing perspective, we want to make sure that Windows is the most manageable platform, and it's also the best managed platform. What we mean by manageable is that embedding enough management technologies into Windows itself, so out of the box, it comes with capabilities of being very well managed. From a system center perspective, which is the product suite that provides the management functionality, we want to make sure that enables Windows to be the best managed platform. And by the way, the term platform, I don't just mean it in the sense of Windows, the operating system. I mean the entire Windows platform and ecosystem, including our key assets like SQL Server and Exchange and BizTalk and SharePoint, and also our partner plugins and products like third-party products like SAP or Siebel, and even competitor products like Oracle. We want to make sure that any products running on top of Windows and the Windows platform are very well managed. That is our overall vision for management.
So management, manageability and management is really important. What are key takeaways that, you know, IT developers, IT architects should take from this vision and should keep in their minds?
Yeah. So in terms of us achieving the vision of managing complexity and increasing agility for our customers, it cannot be done unless we have the developers and the architects, both in IT and with the independent software vendors, participating in this larger ecosystem. The closest analogy here would be like something like security. Mm-hmm. It's not possible for Microsoft alone to achieve the vision for security. Similarly, when developers think about security, things like scalability, performance, any of the key abilities that they think about when they build their applications, the developers and the architects need to get a similar kind of a mindset when it comes to manageability. Today, manageability is thought of as a more of an afterthought, primarily related to the IT folks, but the developers and the architects need to take this close to heart and think about it just like they would think about security. A few years back, I don't think the developers took security very seriously and thought of it as somebody else's problem, and then they got the mindset and now they're very serious about how they build their applications from ground up to be secure. They need a similar mindset when it comes to manageability. Okay. So they need to engineer for manageability. For example, how does somebody understand the health of an application? There's a certain level of things that we can do in our products to understand the health of an application, but if the developers actually took a little bit more effort to put the right kind of instrumentation inside an application, we can manage it a lot better. We can understand the health of the application a lot better. We can diagnose failures a lot better and remediate much faster. Similarly, think about like virtualization. Mm-hmm. If the developers just spent a little bit more to make sure that the applications are properly configurable and they are properly sysprepable so that we can image the application and use image-based methodologies to deploy the application, that will really reduce the cost for your applications as they are deployed within data centers. So these are all things that we hope architects and developers take to heart and implement in their applications, whether they are IT applications or ISV applications, they should take it to heart.
So what I hear from you is right from the design phase of the application, ISVs, IT developers, as well as enterprise architects should be thinking about manageability as one of the key aspects.
Absolutely.
Of
it's
the
one
architecture.
Of the key. Yeah, totally. It's a key architectural tenet for any application. Again, keep in mind, if you're thinking about security, think about manageability too. They go in many ways hand in hand.
Excellent. So in order to meet this vision, in order to help our developer community, our enterprise architects, what are key investment areas that System Center is going after?
So in terms of our investments, we think about them in three different buckets. The first one is what we call user-centric client management. Client management implies managing things like your desktops and laptops and smartphones and so on. But the key phrase here is user-centric. Okay? Mm-hmm. The idea being that we want to shift away from being device-centric or computer-centric simply because users today are going to be using many different devices and computers to get their job done. So the pivot ought to be on the user, not the device. So first area of investment is around user-centric client management. The second key area of investment is what we call service-centric data center management. Again, data center management implies all things data center, all the way from servers to any other networking devices and storage devices, all the way tying into the data center. But again, the key phrase here is service-centric. What we mean by service is anything that IT offers as a service, could be like email, could be collaboration, all these qualify as services. Another way to look at services is any distributed application that you might have. Your HR web, your HR application, mm-hmm. Your sales application, all these, your CRM application, your ERP applications, all these are good examples of services. So ultimately, IT really cares about these services because they're going to be measured on the services that they offer and the service levels that they can provide. So we want to make sure that we are focused on the service rather than the components that make up the service. So service-centric data center management, that is the second pillar of investment. The third pillar is what we call the business-centric IT management. This is where earlier I referred to the connection between IT and business, how it needs to get stronger. This is where things like governance and compliance fall in, process-related things like change management, release management, asset lifecycle management. All these are areas of business and IT coming together, and business-centric IT management is a third pillar of investment. So user-centric client management, service-centric data center management, and business-centric IT management. Those we view as the three pillars of our investment in System Center.
So System Center will help bring unparalleled manageability to all of these key pillars for System Center and manageability.
Yeah, that's our goal, and that's the direction in which we are investing.
I've heard about dynamic IT. So can you tell us and our viewers how System Center fits into dynamic IT as a technology strategy, mm-hmm. and Microsoft's overall priorities and Microsoft strategy as a whole?
Yeah. So we use the frame dynamic IT to mean the overall framework into which we are investing to enable customers to achieve what we've been mentioning as achieve greater agility while managing their complexity. So Microsoft is in a unique position to look at this problem space and investing not just in one product or one technology, but viewing it as a holistic Microsoft investment. I'll give you some examples. Microsoft is one of those companies which has assets not just in products like System Center, but we obviously own the Windows platform, we own the developer tools in Visual Studio, and we own adjunct solutions like Exchange and so on. So we are in a unique position to invest across the board here. For example, if you look at how we do command and control related operations in System Center, mm-hmm. okay, this obviously requires a good command infrastructure in Windows. Okay. So when we went about building this, we decided to invest in this technology called PowerShell. Okay. We didn't make PowerShell a part of System Center. We made PowerShell part of Windows. When we looked at the problem of how do we patch and update systems, we didn't make it part of System Center. We decided this is something that belongs in Windows, and we built a Windows Update and Microsoft Update as a combination of a set of bits in Windows Server and Windows Client and a service in the cloud. If you look at how we are going and investing in managing SharePoint, okay, we have this notion of management packs, which is the package of all the knowledge and IQ required to manage SharePoint. System Center actually doesn't build these packs or management packs. We actually have the SharePoint team building those management packs. Similarly, the Exchange team owns building the Exchange management pack. SQL team builds the SQL management pack and so on. So the bottom line here is we look at the problem holistically and then we decide where to invest and how those investments accrue to solving the customer problem. Whether it's investing in things like Windows Update and PowerShell and group policy and so on within Windows, whether it's investing in developer tools to build management packs and policies and configurations and deployment packages and so on in Visual Studio, or whether it's like building management packs as part of building the product, whether it's like SQL or Exchange or SharePoint, or bringing all these together in terms of a solution for the customers in System Center. So that's how overall we bring things together all across Microsoft to solve the problems for customers. So I think we are doing something very unique in the industry. Nobody else thinks this holistically about the problem space. And that's the reason we bring some unique, unmatched value to the customers. One other thing I want to add, in terms of priorities for Microsoft, if you look at the key differentiator for Microsoft versus other platforms, it's not at the feature by feature level. Okay? We do believe that we have the richest platform. Windows and our Windows-based platform, we believe, is by far the richest platform in terms of capabilities that it has. But ultimately, customers care not just about capabilities, but also about cost. So in terms of us offering a very capable platform, which is also the best in terms of total cost of ownership, System Center and our management technologies play a big part in making sure that our platform is the lowest cost platform. Not just the most capable, but also the lowest cost platform. So System Center is a key component of our overall strategy.
That was really informative. I haven't seen any other company in the industry having manageability as such a key part of its overall strategy and priorities. For folks who want more information about System Center, they can go to microsoft.com/systemcenter and get all the information about the white papers and technical details there. Back to you, Teresa.
Thank you, Dhananjay. All the questions that you focused on was around the IT environment, the developers, and architects' point of view. But Veej, what my question is for you is I'm more interested in how does this all benefit and affect the customer, and how should they prepare for the trends to come?
Yeah. The key point of focus here is when we say customer, we don't mean the end user. We talk about businesses of all sizes being our customer. So our solutions are primarily applicable to IT folks within businesses. So in terms of what should those folks be thinking about, today they're thinking about capacity and cost. Okay. That's still a very valid thing to think about, but you have to raise the thinking a little bit more to thinking about the agility that you want to build and the associated complexity. How do you like contain the complexity and get more agility for your business? After all, people are investing in IT so that the larger business can be really agile and capable. So think about it in those terms. But even beyond that, think about empowerment. Ultimately, you want to empower the people running the business, people who work in the business, so that they can achieve your business goals. So think about empowering them while still maintaining your control. So think about empowerment and control. So today, it's capacity and cost. Evolve to thinking about agility and complexity. And even further ahead, think about empowerment and control. So think about it in those terms and how you like modernize your IT organization to these challenges. Learn more about some of the hot trends that are happening out there. I'm sure that you're already thinking compliance, but think about compliance as in not compliance in the traditional way of doing compliance, but in a more automated way where IT is deeply involved in helping you be compliant. Think about trends like mobility and smartphones. Think about trends like virtualization, both in terms of desktop virtualization and virtualization within data centers. Think about like the kind of problems that we are seeing in the large-scale data centers that we have within Microsoft and some of our competitors in the services space have in their large-scale data centers. Some of the problems that we see in our data centers now are the problems that you're going to see a few years down the road. What you you can be assured of us, we at Microsoft and within System Center, we are investing to make sure that we help you with these problems. We are building solutions to help you get over these kinds of problems and truly have the agility and the empowerment that you desire. So stay tuned, stay plugged in with what we are doing in System Center, and I'm sure that we can help you achieve your goals. Okay?
Thank you, Veej, for being on the program today. Thank you, Dhanajay, for doing the interview. And thank you all to our audience for attending our program.